Hi there, my naughty cuckolds. I suppose that you are addicted to me. This is Miss Mandy, and I am your cuckold dream. I live the lifestyle. You will be addicted to me, and I will further your cuckold career. Perhaps you envision your woman with a real man. I know I certainly do get pleasured by a real man while my husband just enjoys the fact that I'm satisfied by a real man. I have taken the lead here, and there's been ongoing sessions with Mandy's husband. I send him assignments to complete, and he responds to me. Let me update you on the latest one. I'm going to read you his response to one of my assignments. Dear Mistress, hope you are well. I just wanted to update you on my assigned tasks. First, I have mastered the mirror routine. I have now done it standing up with the mirror on the bathroom vanity and lying down on both the bedroom floor and my wife's bed. I am doing it every other day and am working on my way through your library of pictures. Second, my mission to come all over my wife's face while she was sleeping was very successful. Come on now, you gotta love this. I sent him an assignment that he should jerk off on his wife's face when she comes home from getting gangbanged. And he did it. Now listen to what he said. She came home around 3 a.m. this morning and again was obviously intoxicated and fresh from another gangbang. Upon entering the bedroom, she said nothing and struggled to remove her clothes and crawl naked under the covers. Within this moment, oh, sorry, I skipped forward. Within seconds, she was out cold on her back, her head poised perfectly for my performance. I had been waiting for this moment for over a week, and I was erect and ready for action. Good thing Mandy's husband, because I need you to jerk off on her face. Slowly, I slid from underneath the covers and got naked myself. I opened my wife's lingerie drawer and chose her recently purchased red silk panties. I wrapped my panties around your swollen cock. Well, that's my cock, and I believe I told him I wanted panties around his cock. I think I told him to wear panties, but I don't think I was able to get him into those panties. Oh boy. Well, anyway, he stepped up onto the bed, straddled his motionless, well-fucked, and unconscious wife. What a guy! Quietly and slowly, I honed in on her lovely face and brought your cock into position. Your balls were hanging near her chin over her neck. I stroked your cock with her panties and wrapped around your cock as I hovered as close as I could to her face without actually touching it. I stroked and thought of you. Mistress, I stroked for you, mistress. I held back from coming a few times and felt the load building as I worked myself up. Finally, I let loose a humongous river of cum that targeted her right eye and stretched across her cheek. Seconds later, I did the same on the left side of her face. You know what I love? I love the fact that she was dripping in cum. I kept stroking and then erupted for one last explosion that covered her nose and mouth. I squeezed out as much as I could until I was completely dry. So, Mandy's husband, what did you have, like 2 weeks' worth of cum saved up for this? Okay, it was a masterpiece, mistress. I used her panties to clean my hands and your cock of any remaining residue and then pulled back the covers and used the panties on my wife and covered her back up prior to going to sleep myself. This morning was fantastic. She woke up around 10 a.m., stumbled to the bathroom, didn't notice the panties being on because I'm sure she had no recollection of going to sleep. When she finally got around to turning on the light and looking in the mirror, she said, "Okay, everybody, sit down for this one." She said, "What the fuck? Those motherfuckers." Obviously, she blamed the cum on her face on the gangbangers, and Mandy's husband got away with this clean. Okay, so he goes on further to say that he's going to encourage her for more gangbangs. I hope you enjoyed this, guys, as much as I did. I have to admit that it's a bit on the extreme side. So you have to work up to getting your wife gang banged and having me give you an assignment such as this one. But it's something for you to aspire to. You know, some people want to go to an Ivy League college, and others want to come on their wife's face while she's sleeping. And that note, I'm going to tell you, I am here this weekend, and this week for that matter, until about 1 a.m. Eastern time. In the morning, I'm available from 9 till 10 a.m., and I return between 1 and 2 in the afternoon Eastern time. And I'm usually here all night, pretty much on a daily basis. When I'm not answering the phone, I may be on the phone, I may be dining, I may be having sex with Tyrone, my boyfriend. Sometimes I even have sex with my husband. So, for you out there needing my assistance, I think most likely you will have an orgasm as the result of my control of my cock, which used to be yours, by calling me at 1-877-732-6360. Take a magic marker and write this on your dick, which is no longer yours, because I will own and control it. I can sissify you, cuckold you, give you cock and ball torture, degrade you, humiliate you. But most of all, you will come so hard, unless, of course, I orgasm denial you and put you in chastity. 1-877-732-6360. You need a me. Call me, Miss Mandy. Mwah. See you later, cuckies. Bye-bye.